Keep firing! Those of you too wounded to fight, act as loaders for those who aren't. Don't let the enemy breach the trenches.
The volley of fire from the Imperial trench was unrelenting, and wave upon wave of cultists and mutants fell against the onslaught. The strategy the hooded Space Marine had employed to defend the trench was working to perfection, with no enemy combatants making it within 10 meters of the Irregulars' position. Regan passed his empty lance rifle back to Murtok and gratefully accepted the replacement offered to him. As he did so, he caught sight of the daunting, green-armored figure in action. Moving far faster than an unaugmented human, the Space Marine easily loosed off 6 or 7 shots to the guardsmen's 1, each a kill shot. His bolt pistol ran empty, and in the time it took Regan to inhale, then exhale, the old clip had been ejected and a new one fitted, ready to spit death at the enemy. Regan recommenced firing, and felt a little foolish for asking where the stranger's battle brothers were. Who needed an entire chapter when a lone Space Marine was so effective?
We're running out of power packs! Ready yourself for close combat!
Within seconds of each other, the Irregulars' weapons ceased firing. Without the wall of las fire, the exclusion zone in front of the trench filled with thousands of Chaos foot soldiers intent on slaughter. As they launched themselves over the top, they were met by an array of bayonets. The trench effectively turned into a giant pit trap as they became impaled upon them. More of them came, but met with the same response. Those few that did manage to avoid the blades, finding their lives ended by the butt of a rifle used like a club or a shot from the Space Marine's plasma pistol. Despite having the sword slung at his side, the hooded figure never seemed tempted to draw it, even when it would have been a more efficient method of ending a cultist's life. The frenzied melee went on. Whenever a cultist fell, another took its place. Whenever an Irregular fell, a gap opened in the Imperial defenses, forcing those trying to prevent the Chaos Tide from washing over Amadis even further onto the back foot. A gangrenous mutant bounded down along the trench, unnatural limbs flailing this way and that, knocking both friend and foe aside. The vile beast made it as far as the section of the trench the Space Marine was defending, before a gauntleted fist made violent contact with the side of its head, rendering it to pulp. The headless corpse swayed there momentarily, before crashing to the ground. In the time it had taken the mutant to realize it was dead, the robed stranger had already turned away and killed 3 more of its brethren. It was all in vain, though. Unable to stem the flow of enemy troops, the Irregulars soon found themselves succumbing under sheer weight of numbers. The more bodies that crammed into the trench, the harder it became to swing weapons in the enclosed space. The air was filled with the screams of dying guardsmen as the cultists hauled them to the floor and flayed them alive. Regan, Murtok, and Tarik found themselves fighting back to back, managing somehow to prevent the cultists and mutants from overwhelming them. Nearby, the green-armored Hulk was fighting his way through the mass of diseased and warp-altered bodies as if attempting to reach the 3 stricken guardsmen. Then, without warning, he simply stopped and raised his head to the sky as if he had caught a scent on the wind. He turned to face the last 3 surviving Irregulars, casually crushing the skull of a cultist in one of his immense fists.
My battle here is over. Now make your oath to me that you will not speak of what happened here as long as you live.
Please, we're dying here! Help us!
Tarik slumped to the floor of the trench, the loss of blood from his multiple wounds finally becoming too much for him to bear.
Your oath! Now, or I will kill you where you stand and save the enemy the trouble.
Murtok fell, the bloated form of a mutant leapt over the top of the trench and cast him to the ground. Regan was able to loose off a shot to kill the beast, but the unconscious form of his friend remained trapped underneath it.
Please!
Your oath! Or so help me, if you survive this, I will hunt you down and perform such atrocities upon you that you will beg me to have let you die here.
He threw out an elbow and nearly decapitated a cultist who had the temerity to try and sneak up behind him.
You have my oath. I shall not utter a word of this to another soul. Now please help us.
Satisfied, the robed space marine ran off in the opposite direction, both pistols glowing hot as he cut a path through the mass of enemy soldiers, converging on the abandoned guardsmen.